Hey Mama, welcome back to Holistic Moms. I'm your host, Shan Wright. Happy Tuesday! Do you find yourself wishing for more energy in the end of the week already? Are you tired? So many of us are tired. And yes, sleep, more sleep might be the answer. But because for the most part, people don't get enough sleep. But I also think there are some missing links. I'm going to share with you what those are today. Get ready. It's going to be real practical. We're going to write some things down and get out our wellness trackers and make intentional action. Let's go. Mama, do you feel stress on a daily basis? That you might just snap at any moment? Do you feel forgetful and flustered, running from one thing to the next? Did you even get anything done today? And you're anxious about how will you get it all done? The day passes and everything is disaster, and you are sick and tired of it. The to-do lists are everywhere. Nothing is working. Overstimulation from everyone and everything, and you are just trying to make it through. Is this how you're really supposed to spend your time? I'm here to tell you, it all begins with decreasing anxiety, finding divine time that God has for you. There is time out there to be savored, productive, and present with your kids and family. Even time for you. I invite you into the Find More Time workshop. You can get your mental wellness in check and have more time in your life. Yes, it's not a lost cause, and you just don't know where to start. So come with me. I'm going to show you how to do this in a short 45-minute workshop that will be well worth your time. Come to the link at www.theshanwright.com/time. Again, that is www.theshanwright.com/time. We're going to steal back that time that you have been missing. I'm going to help you find that time that you have been praying for. Hey Mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, Mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. Okay, have you heard of the term slangry? Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I got hangry during pregnancy at least, but mostly it's sleep angry for me, yes. And really, it's that anxious feeling that comes up because I am so tired. My oldest daughter actually gets this from me too. And when that starts to get to her bedtime and she's not in bed, you can just see the anxiety starts to come up in her. And I'm like, girl, you're me. I feel you. I get you. We get so anxious that we can't fall asleep. And then this causes less sleep, or at least not peaceful deep sleep. And then that equates to less energy, and then more anxiety and more stress. It is a vicious cycle. Do you want to find some ways, some holistic ways, solutions to have more energy and less stress over being tired? Okay, then today's episode is for you, friend, and it's for me too. These are super practical things that we can do. If we can lower our stress internally, our body can use its energy sources instead of adapting to that internal stress and more for actual energy. Then we won't be as tired and we'll sleep better and get more restorative sleep because, again, our cells will be resting and they won't be focused on rest. They will be focused on restoration and not just adapting to that internal stress, inflammation that we have been built up all day. So I'm going to give you 5 simple holistic solutions to lessen stress and have more energy as a result. Are you ready? Number 1, sunlight. Yay, the sun. It just makes me happy, and that is because it does so much for us, but I want to focus on how it decreases anxiety. The serotonin production that you receive when you're in the sun actually promotes that feeling of well-being and happiness. So as you get higher serotonin, you reduce anxiety and improve your mood. So being in the sun produces serotonin. It also helps regulate cortisol. We're going to talk a lot about cortisol today. And when you expose yourself to that natural sunlight, it can help regulate your cortisol, which is your stress hormone. So that's why we want to regulate this hormone, because it is for stress. And the sunlight exposure will, particularly in the morning, it does help when you get it first thing in the morning and stick to that circadian rhythm. It helps to maintain a healthy cortisol rhythm, which is important for your stress management. Okay, so we want to get out in the sun more. Try it. I mean, obviously, when it's winter and the sun is not as present, it's hard. And this is why we see mental wellness decline in the winter. So any ways that you can get that serotonin production is important, but definitely when the sunlight is out, go for it. Okay, number 2, move your body. Yes, move your body. And again, we're going to focus on how this affects and decreases your anxiety. So, because obviously physical movement does a lot for your entire body. But what it does is, again, back to those neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine, it is going to stimulate the release of these. And then that plays, obviously, a major role in alleviating anxiety and depression. I mean, people always say, you know, exercise is their stress relief. That's because it actually is doing that. And then it helps, again, with cortisol. So it helps reduce the levels of stress hormones such as cortisol. And that is because you are getting your body, you're having those neurotransmitters fire, right? And so that is why people say, let's go to the gym, let's go work out, let's go for a walk, let's go for a run so I can relieve stress. It also helps with an endorphin release. And this is another, endorphins are your natural mood lifters. They're going to increase your mood. Again, that happiness feeling, that promotion of well-being. And so endorphins actually act as an analgesic as well. So that's why when you're in a game or like you're moving your body in a real purposeful way, whether it's a game or a sport, competition, you don't feel pain as much as afterwards. Afterwards, you're like, oh, I felt like that ball got hit right to my shin and I didn't feel it. It didn't hurt so bad in the game, but now I have this huge welt. And it's because your endorphins were going and providing that sense of analgesic. So it's a cool thing to have those endorphins really triggered. Okay, so get outside, move your body. That's number 2. And then number 3 is sleep. Well, yeah, of course, if we get more sleep, this is going to equate to less stress and more energy. But it has to be restorative sleep. This is the point. So it has to be that sleep that's actually helping your body and not just closing your eyes. I've actually talked to a lot of people that, you know, they feel like their sleep was a blink of an eye, or, you know, the morning comes, we're like, I don't really know if I even slept. It was just off and on. There's a lot of contributing factors to that. But so according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and the National Sleep Foundation, the recommended sleep duration for adults 16 to 60, ages 16 to 60, is 7 to 9 hours per night. Now, who gets 7 to 9 hours per night? I hope that you're saying, I definitely strive for that, and you're around that. That would be great. Because it does vary on a lot of factors, like I said, but some people are like, well, I just don't need a lot of sleep to function well, or I don't need a lot of sleep to function. And I'm like, well, are you functioning well? And I fall in that boat. Like I can manage, but I'm not managing well. I manage with coffee. I manage with stimulants. I manage with getting outside. I manage with other things, but that's not, you know, sleep does so much to your body. You still want to focus on that duration, that good, healthy length of sleep. So that would be a goal, and ways that we can do that and get that more sleep are in these other four items. Okay. So the other four items will affect the amount and the healthy sleep that you get, because factors of poor sleep is your overall health, like your entire whole body health, stress level, and your lifestyle. Okay. So it's a holistic thing. And so to get more of it, you have to address your body holistically and lower stress. That's like a key. So that's what we're going to do with the other four things. And then it's going to equate to a more restorative, rejuvenating sleep. So the cells can actually do what they're supposed to be doing while they're sleeping, and not just combating that, again, that internal stress and inflammation that you've built up all day. Okay. Makes sense. Number four is your diet. Yes. What you eat really does matter on how you sleep. So it can just significantly impact it. And then there are several things that, again, it's going to do. There's obviously food affects our whole body. So I'm just going to run through these, but you can see how, I want you to see how these are going to affect your sleep. And therefore, if you, not only your sleep, but your energy, and then therefore, if you could, you know, maintain a healthy diet, it's going to affect, get better sleep, better overall energy. So the timing of your meals, we have this internal clock. And so it helps with our sleep-wake cycles, and it helps us to, it actually, we have a hunger clock too, and it helps us know when to be hungry. And those are all regulated by hormones. So there's that. Then there's just the nutrient composition that you're putting into your body. You know, the serotonin again, and different productions of hormones that are being released by the certain nutrients. Okay. And then we're going to talk more about that in a second. And obviously what you eat affects your blood sugar. We know this with carbohydrates and just sweets in general. It affects our blood sugar, and then therefore your blood sugar affects your energy, and that roller coaster you can sometimes go on. And then doing that by your sleep time can vastly affect your sleep. Okay. And then same boat as caffeine and stimulants. Those can affect your sleep. They can also affect your energy during the day. And I have some really great news in a minute about that. And then digestive comfort. So as you're sleeping, you're actually fasting. So your body is going to be spending those first few hours digesting and using its energy to digest the food. Well, if you ate right before bed, it's going to spend a lot of that time digesting. But what if you ate like 2 hours before you went to sleep? Then it's already digested a lot of what you've eaten, and it only has to do a few little more things and spend some energy on that. And then it can focus on healing and restoration, rejuvenation, and other things with your energy while you're sleeping. Does that make sense? So, and then other things that by eating close to when we go to sleep, we are disturbing our, we're sometimes putting our body in discomfort, right? And so we can have acid reflux and heartburn and upset stomach. And those things
are affecting our body internally as we're trying to sleep, even falling asleep at that point, right? Okay, and then hydration. So in this boat of diet, we're putting our water intake, and you know, you want to get good hydration during the day, but at the same time, you don't want to guzzle a bunch before bed, because then you're going to be interrupted, have to go to the bathroom, and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. That interrupted sleep is awful, because it breaks that REM sleep, it breaks into that deep sleep, and sometimes our bodies just, they need to let it go, and so they wake you up. So your brain is like trying to do the things it's supposed to do, and it's like it's fighting against each other. Because it's like, no, I want to rest, and I need to rest, and I need to heal, and I need to digest, and I need to do all these things, but I also have to go to the bathroom. So it's like putting your body in this state of confusion. Alcohol intake as well, like having that right before bed can negatively impact your sleep. And then, you know, overall, just your nutrition intake in general, okay? So what you eat during the day, all during the day, not just right before you go to bed, is going to affect the way that your body uses energy, stores energy, and rests with that energy to build it up for the next day, to make sure that when you do wake up, you are energized and ready to go. All the food, all the intake that you have, or lack of food. You know, fasting is actually a really great thing to build up energy, because you're building up ketones. Anyway, that's a whole thing. Go back to my fasting episode, and I do talk about this a little bit. So that's episode 41. You can go check out all that I have to share about fasting. But like I said, your general diet is going to affect your sleep. So we have these nutritional gaps. Well, what can we do for them to help our sleep, to help our energy, to help us be less tired, to lessen anxiety? Okay, this is number 5, and that's supplements. You are going to focus on adaptogens, because adaptogens help our body adapt to stress. So we want to put them in our diet to help our body adapt to this natural, occasional daily stress that we are bound to have, right? So I'm gonna give you three of my favorite adaptogen supplements that I use on a daily basis. And I think they're gonna really help you too. So the first two are two of my favorite drinks, and they have two main ingredients that help that are adaptogens: bacopa leaf and L-theanine. So you can find other supplements that have those two ingredients, and that's going to really help to lower anxiety and stress. But if you wanted mine, I'm going to tell you about them. One is a fruity drink. You can have it hot or cold, but it's fruity. It comes in different flavors like orange citrus and acai berry and fruit punch. And then one is a coffee supplement. So I'm drinking it right now at this moment. It is has green tea extract and also a tetra blend of coffee. So it is a coffee supplement, and it has L-theanine and bacopa leaf both in it, as well as other MCT oils and other good things for your brain. So the L-theanine, why is this important? It's going to cross the blood-brain barrier and has the ability to regulate neurotransmitters and brings about an anxiolytic and calming effect. So anxiolytic means that it loosens anxiety. Do you want to take something that's going to lessen your anxiety? Yes, I do. And so that's what L-theanine is going to do. It's going to lower your anxiety just by drinking it. So these two drinks have them in there, so that you're going to drink it and you're going to feel that. The bacopa leaf helps reduce specifically some ADHD symptoms and lowers your BP, inflammation. It's rich in antioxidants, which means it's going to help protect the brain from oxidative stress. This is stress that you really do want to lower internally at the cellular level. And so bacopa is going to do that, as well as reduce inflammation. So when we have stress, stress equals inflammation internally. And so anything that we can do that's going to lessen inflammation is going to be huge on your overall health. And then serotonin modulation. So it's also going to help influence the serotonin levels and help with that mood regulation. So this is a great testimony from a fellow mom friend. She says that she has had, I would say, severe ADHD, and this is the only supplement under the sun that has helped her when she was trying to quit Adderall. Adderall made her antisocial and depressed, and now she can be on this clean, natural brain fuel that helps her regulate and bring calm to her life. So she is talking about the coffee supplement at this point. And I just love that testimony because so many moms, I feel, just try to cope. And whether they're on medication or not, they feel like their moods are out of whack. Well, if you can take something that's delicious and will help calm you, why not? Okay. So those are my two favorite drinks. I'm going to have the links for those in the show notes. But also the third supplement does this as well. It is a mental uplift supplement, and it's going to reduce occasional stress and, again, then oxidative stress. So the way that you reduce that is through adaptogens. Again, it has three major adaptogens in it, and this is a pill form. So it is Schisandra, ashwagandha, and Sicilian orange. And maybe you've heard of these because ashwagandha has been out there, and I know a lot of people have been talking about that. But all three of them pretty much have the same things in common, some more than others. But what adaptogens are going to do is reduce stress. Okay, amen. It's going to reduce anxiety and support your mood. It like literally has that anxiolytic effect again. It's going to help with cognitive function. So when your anxiety is lower, you can think more clearly. It's going to increase your energy. So we want to do all these things, right? Well, why not take a supplement that helps you do all of these? You know, we're in this cycle of high anxiety, low sleep, low energy, and it's a cycle that we're going through. Why not take a supplement to fill in the nutritional gaps to get you to have all of these, right? Increases your energy levels. It supports your immune system, helps you not get sick, which obviously getting sick equals tired and low energy. Anti-inflammatory again, the hormonal balance, which it really, really levels out that cortisol level. It lowers it because if you're in stress, you're constantly firing cortisol. So it's going to balance that out. Your whole endocrine system is going to be balanced out. Improve your sleep. Yep, it just promotes that better sleep. Has anti-cancer properties. I know a lot of people, I think that's why ashwagandha has been really, people have been looking into it because it has that. And then blood sugar regulation. Again, it's going to help lower that cortisol level, which is going to help with your insulin production and your blood sugar levels. Okay, so my friend, another testimony for you, just started taking this within days. I don't even know, maybe her first day. And she testifies to the most restorative sleep she has ever had. So she is one that feels she is high stress and low energy, you know, runs on caffeine, and the high stress is that she's in that fight or flight all the time. Like internally, your body is in fight or flight and is, you know, deciding what to do all the time. If you're in that all the time, it's going to equal low energy and tired and stress, that you're going to feel that. And that's what she claims to have. And she said after taking this within days, she had the most restorative sleep ever. Imagine all the cellular rejuvenation and restoration that she got during that one night of sleep to make her feel so well rested that next morning. It was the same time. It was just the quality of sleep that she got. So I call this last supplement Moody Mommy Magic, because it literally is calming the chaos, increasing your energy, increasing your sleep, and lessening all that everyday stress that we deal with. So if you're a mom, this is a good one. Okay, so what do you say Let's stop being tired of being tired. And let's take intentional action to just stop this cycle, right? Let's decrease our anxiety. Let's increase our energy. Let's improve our sleep and improve our mood. And you can do all those things and so much more with these simple solutions that I gave today. All I want you to do, this is your homework, is to pick one or two and commit to giving it a good try for 30 days and to see what happens. So in order to do that, you're going to have to take a next step. You're going to have to print out a wellness tracker. There's going to be a link in the show notes, or you can find it in my Stan store at stan.store/Shan Wright, Wright with a W. And you're going to print out that wellness tracker. You're going to pick which one you want to start with, put it on the tracker, print the tracker, make it visible to you. Because 30 days is a long time. You can get off course. And I want you to commit to this. But these are simple, okay? Again, you're going to choose one or two of the five. Sunlight, diet, sleep, moving your body, or a supplement, okay? And you're also going to come share this with us in the Facebook group, bit.ly/holistichacks. Come share with us which one you've chosen. And then also, I would love if you left a review so more moms can find this podcast. This is for moms. I just love to encourage moms in their wellness. And the more moms to find this, the better. On Apple, if you scroll down, Apple Podcasts, if you scroll down until you see a write a review little link in blue or purple letters, click on that. There you submit your review. Also, click the plus sign at the top of the show and subscribe. This also helps people find the show. If they know that more people are subscribed to it, they're going to put it out there more for others to find. So I would so love and appreciate your support in both of those things. Okay, that's it for today. Until next time, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Shalom, shalom. Hey, Wellness Warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at @TheShanWright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.